Good evening, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Sunday, May 31st. Welcome to the broadcast. Those of you who are following along at home, doing your decodes, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including QAnon.pub and QAlerts.app. For those of you who are new to Q, or if you have friends or family members who are looking for some information about Q, you might want to check out my book, Calm Before the Storm. Covers the first few months of Q's operation. There's also a glossary in the back of the book that has over 500 terms, abbreviations, acronyms, government agencies that you may not be familiar with. It's a good resource if you want to have a better understanding of Q. My theme for this broadcast is stay strong, stay together. All right, yesterday we have this post from Q. It includes a tweet from the president from July of 2019. And the tweet from the president says, consideration is being given to declaring Antifa the gutless radical left whack jobs who go around hitting only non-fighters, people over the heads with baseball bats, a major organization of terror. Would make it easier for police to do their job. And actually today the president announced that he is going to declare Antifa a terrorist organization. But we didn't know that yesterday, so Q posted this. And there's a link to a document. We've seen this before. It is a government document on insurgency and counterinsurgency. So Q wrote this, and there is a typo here in this second word, warfare. Q corrected that. Irregular warfare, insurgency. Insurgency is the organized use of subversion and violence to seize, nullify, or challenge political control of a region. As such, it is primarily a political struggle in which both sides used armed force to create space for their political, economic, and influence activities to be effective. Insurgency is not always conducted by a single group with a centralized military-style command structure, but it may involve a complex matrix of different actors with various aims, loosely connected in dynamic and non-hierarchical networks. To be successful, insurgencies require charismatic leadership, supporters, recruits, supplies, safe havens, and funding, often from illicit activities. They only need the active support of a few enabling individuals, but the passive acquiescence of a large proportion of the contested population will give a higher probability of success. This is the best achieved when the political cause of the insurgency has a strong appeal. Manipulating religious, tribal, or local identities to exploit common societal grievances or needs. Insurgents seek to gain control of populations through a combination of persuasion, subversion, and coercion, while using guerrilla tactics to offset the strengths of government security forces. Their intent is usually to protract the struggle, exhaust the government, and win sufficient popular support to force capitulation or political accommodation. Consequently, insurgencies evolve through a series of stages, though the progression and outcome will be different in almost every case. So then Q writes below that, locations, cities, loss of control, de-controlled, define stand down, safe haven, in brackets, order, define organized group, coordination of organized and funded groups in Democrat-controlled safe haven cities across U.S., in brackets, pre-knowledge to groups. There are three links to several documents. Q then writes, thank you for playing, have a nice day, Q. So the point here being that the deep state, which is losing control quickly, is mobilizing these forces, Antifa and other violent groups, in an attempt to maintain or regain control. And it's interesting that there are some mayors who have actually given orders to their police departments to stand down and not to make arrests and not to take any violent action against these rioters. You posted the warfare was an unintentional misspelling. All right, so first link is to the government document on counterinsurgency. One of the links Q posted is to this announcement. In August of 2019, Jim Banks asked for the FBI to add Antifa to its list of extremist ideologies. Another link goes to this article. In July of 2019, Pennsylvania Representative Brian Fitzpatrick sent a letter to Attorney General Bill Barr expressing his concern over the assault of journalist Andy Ngo by Antifa in Portland. And then there is a third link in which Bill Cassidy and Ted Cruz, two senators, introduced a resolution that would label Antifa a domestic terror organization. So those are the links you posted in that first drop. Next we have this post. There is a repost of a couple of icons that Q posted previously. On the left, we have the logo for the 1933 parliamentary wing of the Communist Party of Germany. And on the right, you have the Antifa logo, and they look very similar. So Q writes, anti-American, domestic terrorists, organized, fascist, extreme radicals, violent, POTUS action coming, Homeland Security, FBI and DOJ action coming. Investigations may lead to D and F support targets, Q. This post was yesterday, and at that time we did not know that the president was going to declare Antifa a terrorist organization. And D and F, domestic and foreign. So Q is kind of hinting here that investigations may lead to the fact that domestic and foreign support agents are providing material and financial support to groups like Antifa. And then Q posted this, they want you divided, they want race wars, they want class wars, they want religious wars, they want political wars, for God and country, learn. Stay strong, stay together. Corrupt people remain in power by dividing us into groups and then pitting us against each other. When we come together, we're able to overcome their control and we can live in freedom. Q posted a link to this video. It is cleanup after the rioting in Minneapolis, I believe. And Q said, humanity at its finest. Then Q posted a screenshot of this. These men are protecting a police officer who was separated from his team and was outnumbered in the city. And they banded up to protect him. Q posted a link to a Daily Caller tweet which has this video. It's an announcement from Attorney General Barr.
Already, initial charges have been filed by the state. That process continues to move forward, and justice will be served. Unfortunately, with the rioting that is occurring in many of our cities around the country, the voices of peaceful protest are being hijacked by violent radical elements. Groups of outside radicals and agitators are exploiting the situation to pursue their own separate and violent agenda. In many places, it appears the violence is planned, organized, and driven by anarchic and left extremist groups, far left extremist groups, using Antifa-like tactics, many of whom travel from outside the state to promote the violence. We must have law and order on our streets and in our communities, and it is the responsibility of the local and state leadership in the first instance to halt this violence. The Department of Justice, including the FBI, the U.S. Marshals, the ATF, the DEA, and our 93 United States Attorney's Office, U.S. Attorney's Offices around the country, are supporting these local efforts, will continue to support them, and take all action necessary to enforce federal law. In that regard, it is a federal crime to cross state lines or to use interstate facilities to incite or participate in violent rioting. And we will enforce those laws. Thank you.
And Q wrote, be vigilant. Q posted a link to this article that announced that FBI Chief Counsel Dana Buente, who signed one of the Carter Page FISA renewal applications, was asked to resign. He'll be stepping down. For those of you who are interested, this decision was not made by Chris Wray. It was made at high levels of the Justice Department rather than directly from FBI Director Wray. So someone in DOJ wanted Dana out. And Q wrote, update the list, Q. This is an interesting statement from the president that was made on Saturday. Let you listen to this.
Honor the memory of George Floyd. Honor his memory. They have to get tougher. And by being tougher, they will be honoring his memory. But they cannot let that happen. when I saw a policeman run by a mayor who I think is probably a very good person, but he's a radical left mayor. When I saw the policeman running out of a police station for that police station to be abandoned and taken over, I've never seen anything so horrible and stupid in my life. I've never seen anything so bad. And then I see them trying to justify it. Look, they've got to be tough. They've got to be smart. We have our military ready, willing, and able if they ever want to call our military. But we can have troops on the ground very quickly if they ever want our military. They're using their National Guard right now. As you know, I guess, as you probably know, they have their National Guard out. We can have our military there very quickly. They've got to be tough. They've got to be strong. They've got to be respected. Because these people, it's Antifa, it's a lot of radical left bad people. And they've got to be taught that you can't do this.
And the president talked about governors calling up the National Guard, which he has been urging them to do. The Insurrection Act also allows the president to use the military for law enforcement in certain situations. Specifically, there was an expansion of the Insurrection Act in 2006. Under this act, the president may deploy troops as a police force during a natural disaster, epidemic, serious public health emergency, terrorist attack, or other condition when the president determines that the authorities of the state are incapable of maintaining public order. And Q posted this, Insurrection Act of 1807, in brackets, determination that various state and local authorities are not up to the task of responding to the growing unrest. Call the ball, Q. Call the ball. All right, Q is just having a little banter here. If you are a naval aviator and you are going to be landing an aircraft on an aircraft carrier, call the ball is a term that they use when the aircraft is approaching and they want to know if the pilot can see the optical landing system lights. If they can't, then they may actually wave off the landing. So that's what that's all about. Patriot Boogaloo Voice was cued for this video showing some of the violence in Chicago. And Q posted a link to that tweet and said, on the ready, God save America, Q. And then we have a quote from the president, every citizen in every community has a right to be safe in their workplace, safe in their homes, and safe on our city streets. This is a sacred right of all Americans that I am totally determined to defend. This is an updated list of people who have been fired from the FBI and Department of Justice. I added Dana Buente to the list here. And these are previous lists that we have from 2019 and 2018. Today, the president announced he will be designating Antifa as a terrorist organization. And Anon posted a screenshot of the president's tweet and the post from Q yesterday and said, I know we're beyond the need for Q proofs, but Q post May 30, POTUS tweet May 31, and Q wrote keyword insurgency. There's a link here to a tweet by Laura Ingraham. Laura Ingraham writes, they want a civil war. This has been their aim for decades, even during Obama years. Social media made their insurgency more efficient. And then she linked to a Dan Bongino tweet with a video. And the video shows some of the devastation after last night's rioting. And remember the words of General Flynn about insurgency.
Because this was an insurgency, folks. This was run like an insurgency. This was irregular warfare at its finest in politics.
Q posted this afternoon. There's a link to that same document that we've looked at previously. Insurgency can be defined as the organized use of subversion and violence to seize, nullify, or change political control of a region. Insurgents seek to displace the government and completely or partially control resources and population of a given territory. They do so through the use of force, including guerrilla warfare, terrorism, and coercion or intimidation. That's actually kind of what's going on right now in a lot of these cities. Propaganda, subversion, and political mobilization. Insurgents fight government forces only to the extent needed to achieve their political aims. Their main effort is not to kill counterinsurgents, but rather to establish a competitive system of control over the population, making it impossible for the government to administer its territory and people. Insurgent activity is therefore designed to weaken government control and legitimacy while increasing insurgent control and influence. Insurgents require supporters, recruits, safe havens, money, supplies, weapons, and intelligence on government actions. A robust insurgency can be waged with the support of just a small percentage of a given population. And then Q writes next, counterinsurgency may be defined as the comprehensive civilian and military efforts taken to simultaneously defeat and contain insurgency and address its root causes. So Anand picked out the words and address its root causes, please and thank you, and Q reposted that. Next, Q posted a link to a statement by Attorney General Barr on rioting. With the rioting that is occurring in many of our cities around the country, the voices of peaceful and legitimate protests have been hijacked by violent radical elements. Groups of outside radicals and agitators are exploiting the situations to pursue their own separate violent and extremist agenda. So Q is kind of hinting here to us. So Q has been letting us know that although the protests against police violence are legitimate, insurgents are co-opting the protests and they're pushing their own agenda. So Barr continues, it is time to stop watching the violence and to confront and stop it. The continued violence and destruction of property endangers the lives and livelihoods of others and interferes with the right of peaceful protesters as well as all other citizens. It also undercuts the urgent work that needs to be done through constructive engagement between affected communities and law enforcement leaders to address legitimate grievances. Preventing reconciliation and driving us apart is the goal of these radical groups, and we cannot let them succeed. It is the responsibility of state and local leaders to ensure that adequate law enforcement resources, including the National Guard where necessary, are deployed on the streets to establish law and order. We saw this finally happen in Minneapolis last night, and it worked. Federal law enforcement actions will be directed at apprehending and charging the violent radical agitators who have hijacked peaceful protests and are engaged in violations of federal law, to identify criminal organizations and instigators, and to coordinate federal resources with our state and local partners. Federal law enforcement is using our existing network of 56 regional FBI joint terrorism task forces. The violence instigated and carried out by Antifa and other similar groups in connection with the rioting is domestic terrorism, and it will be treated accordingly. Antifa and any other violent groups will be treated as terror groups, and the penalties will increase for anyone who supports them as well. So Q posted this afternoon. Antifa mapping started a long time ago, Q. Well, back in October of 2017, when Q first began posting, he asked the question, why is Antifa allowed to operate? Why hasn't the Muslim Brotherhood been classified a terror organization? What happens if Soros-funded operations get violent and engage in domestic terrorism? What happens if mayors, police commissioners, and chiefs do not enforce the law? What authority does POTUS have specifically over the Marines? Why is this important? So a few days later, Anand posted a quote from an article on Digital Commons and concluded that military intelligence had infiltrated Antifa. And the Anand said, always five steps ahead, please be true. And Q said, well done, picture being painted. I think it's very likely that these groups like Antifa have been infiltrated by military intelligence, but now they're going to be designated terror organizations. This afternoon, Sean Corticon, our buddy, was retweeted by the president. Sean said, we knew this moment would arrive. We are the calm before, during, and after the storm. There's a quote here from President Reagan. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we'll have to face the final demand, the ultimatum, and what then, Reagan? And then Sean signed his tweet with hashtags God wins, where we go one, we go all. And there's a video attached to it. I'll let you know. See that in just a second. So the president retweeted that tweet by Sean and said strength. And the Anand posted that. And then Q said trolling is fun. What Q didn't know is that immediately after Sean was retweeted by president, Twitter suspended his account and took the tweet down and the video. So here is that video.
I knew this day would arrive. It's only a question of when. And I knew the American people would rise above it and vote for the future they deserve. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. Our great civilization has come upon a moment of reckoning. I didn't need to do this, folks, believe me. I built a great company and I had a wonderful life. I could have enjoyed the fruits and benefits of years of successful business deals and businesses for myself and my family, instead of going through this absolute horror show of lies, deceptions, malicious attacks. Who would have thought? I'm doing it because this country has given me so much, and I feel so strongly that it's my turn to give back to the country that I love. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
All right, MSNBC couldn't resist trying to connect Q to the current rioting. This tweet and video was posted by Q.
Also, he has just tweeted about Philadelphia and somehow saying it is the fault of the elected officials, but only really saying that the blame lies with those who are Democrats, which is significant, Stephanie. And I believe as he is taking on Antifa, if I'm not mistaken, the president has just elevated something that comes from QAnon, another extremist group. So as he's trying to take on one, he seems to be amplifying another.
And Q wrote, buckle up. Here we go, Q. This video is queued for, that shows the cleanup after rioting in Salt Lake City, Utah. And Q responded, humanity at its finest, together we win, Q. Trump students posted the video that Sean initially posted that Twitter removed, and Q posted a link to that tweet. That gets us caught up to Q for today. If you've enjoyed this broadcast, you might want to subscribe to my channel. Thank you for sharing this on social media. If you'd like to support me on Patreon, my Patreon link is in the description box, as well as the link to my book, Calm Before the Storm. Please keep me and Denise in prayer. Keep our country in prayer. We need prayer warriors and intercessors to keep praying to overcome this evil. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. I will catch you on the next broadcast.